Abigail, you're not engaged.
Oh, no.
You ain't married again.
No.
You're not moving.
No, that's not what I...
I know. You're going to let your hair grow in again. Natural.
No, I... Please, Mr.
McGee. Oh, that's okay. You look good with gray hair. You know what I always say? Just because there's a little snow on the roof don't mean the fire's gone out in the house. Besides, up in New Orleans...
Huh? Be quiet a minute, dearie. Now, what was it, Abigail?
Oh, my dear, I am about to join the WECS, the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps.
Oh, have you put in your application yet, Abigail?
No, but I believe I meet the basic qualifications.
Oh, I bet you do it that, Uppy. You got more basic qualifications.
McGee. Will you be quiet a minute, dear?
Sure, but I was just trying to ease the tension. This is a serious moment in a young girl's life, just before she goes into the Army.
What are the basic qualifications, Abigail?
Well, one must be a citizen of the United States, and I am, and one must submit satisfactory proof of birth.
That always seems awful silly to me. You gotta prove you were born. Where do they think a big gal like you came from, a box of Cracker Jacks? One of these days, somebody...
McGee, please. What else do they check, Abigail?
Oh, general health, height, weight...
Quiet, McGee.
Quiet my clavicle. I didn't say anything.
Well, you were going to.
I know, but you moved in too fast.
Then, one must pass a mental alertness test and present two character references. Oh, my dear, I'm really thrilled about this. Oh, I do hope you'll go with me when I apply.
Well, I'd love to, Abigail. I've even considered joining myself.
Yeah, Molly, what was that? Oh, no, you don't. You got a home and a husband. You got responsibilities. You know what happens when I eat my own cooking. Oh, no, you don't. You can't do this, Molly. I refuse my permission.
Well, excuse me, but I must be going, Mrs. McGee. I'll call you this afternoon, and we'll go down to headquarters together.
Yes, you do that, Abigail. I'll be thrilled to death.
Yeah, so long, Uppy. When they get you handling them army mules, I'll be thinking of you.
Well, thank you, Mr. McGee. I shall naturally be thinking of you, too. Goodbye.
I wouldn't try to bandy words with her if I were you, McGee.
Why?
She'd top you like she was trimming a hedge.
Yeah. She just wants to strut around in a uniform. That's all she wants. Gee whiz.
Now, listen, you stop right there, my fine fellow.
Huh?
I know a little bit about the WECS myself, and they're wonderful. Every one of them is releasing a man for frontline duty.
Yes, but my
guys... And they don't strut. They work. They rig parachutes, they drive jeeps and peeps and repair motors and operate radios.
I know, but what I mean...
It's the only authorized women's organization except the nurses that serves with the Army.
Yes, but what the...
And just because the Marines said you were too old, and the Army said you were out of condition, and the Navy said they didn't want you, and the Air Corps just laughed... You needn't think
that... Oh, well, lay off. Now, cut it out, Molly. I wasn't insulting the WECS. But them gals that spend $250 for a fancy uniform...
The WECS wear... Government-issue uniforms.
Yep. Hey, how do you know so much about this? Oh, look, you ain't seriously thinking... Oh, now, Molly, you can't do this to me. Who'd mend my socks? Who'd make my bed?
Calm yourself, dearie. Come in.
Well, call me a jack, give me a knife, and turn your back if it ain't Horatio K. Boomer.
Mr. Boomer, long time no NBC.
Good afternoon, my pretty, and a reluctant recognition to you, rat face. What, to use a vulgar colloquialism, is cooking?
Oh, nothing much, Boomer, you old reprobate. Just talking about Mrs. Uppington joining the WECS. You got a nice military wristwatch you can sell her that you found sticking to your fingers in some jewelry store?
Oh, now, McGee.
You wrong me, my boy. I'm not the Horatio K. Boomer you once knew. I'm a reformed character, yes, indeed.
What caused this sudden gush of purity? 6 months in the clink?
Not at all. Finally saw the error of my ways. Got a job and a defense plan.
Oh.
Came to the conclusion that crime didn't pay enough.
A likely story.
Let's see your identification badge, Mr. Boomer.
Why, certainly. Identification badge. Where'd I put that badge? And right here a minute ago. Now, let me see.
Must be an odd feeling going through your own pockets, eh, Boomer?
Quiet, retread, quiet. Now, let me see. Here's a short length of...